This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 21st of August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, Tel Aviv is experiencing clear skies with a gentle breeze, perfect for a stroll outside. In Jerusalem, the sun shines brightly, providing a warm and pleasant atmosphere. Haifa enjoys similar weather with a mild temperature. As night falls, expect a comfortable and warm evening. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom, a Hamas terrorist involved in hostage activities during the October 7th attacks was eliminated in Gaza earlier today. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that Poland has protested Israel's decision to end the probe into a Gaza strike that killed several aid workers, including a Polish citizen, earlier this hour. Also this hour, Madhav provides more details on the terrorist eliminated in Gaza, confirming his participation in holding hostages. Separately, I-24 News says the father of the Dizengoff Street terrorist was killed during an IDF operation in Jenin earlier today. And finally, from JTA, the remains of Yehuda Katz, an Israeli soldier missing from the First Lebanon War, have been found, closing a 44-year chapter. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News writes that diplomatic efforts to portray Hamas politically are misguided, highlighting the group's violent history in a post from earlier. Gabe Draws shares a reflection on history, noting the continuity of conflict despite the passage of nearly five decades. Arsen Ostrovsky calls attention to violations of international humanitarian law, questioning the silence of global humanitarian organizations. Now for more on those stories. Starting with news from Gaza, Israel Hayom reports Sabi Sami Mahmoud Shahatat, a Hamas squad commander, was eliminated by the IDF. He had previously participated in holding hostages during the October 7th attacks. This action is part of Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle threats from Gaza. The strike underscores the region's ongoing tensions. Turning to the diplomatic front, the Jerusalem Post highlights Poland's demand for answers following Israel's decision to end an investigation into a deadly Gaza strike. Seven aid workers from the World Central Kitchen, including a Polish national, were killed. This diplomatic friction adds complexity to Israel's international relations. Meanwhile, Maariv provides additional insights into the IDF's recent operation against eight terrorists in Nuseirat. Among them was a key figure involved in holding hostages last month. The operation reflects Israel's intensified military efforts in Gaza, aiming to curb militant activities. In a related development, I-24 News reports on the death of the father of a terrorist responsible for a Dizengoff Street attack. This occurred during an IDF operation in Jenin earlier today. The operation highlights ongoing security measures in the West Bank. And finally, JTA's report on Yehuda Katz brings closure to a decades-long search. Katz was a tank gunner missing since the 1982 Sultan Yaqub battle. His remains were recently identified, bringing solace to his family and marking the end of a long chapter in Israeli military history. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that Bezeq has raised its profit forecast for 2026, anticipating an annual profit of 1.2 billion shekels. This update follows two strong quarters for the company. Separately, Maariv Business highlights surprising growth in the Israeli economy. Despite years of conflict, high-tech sectors thrive, export services soar, and unemployment stays low. And finally, Walla Business announces that Munich Re, a German insurance giant, has acquired Israeli cyber insurance company AtBay for $575 million. This acquisition reflects growing international interest in Israeli tech firms. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.